Hello, everyone. I hope you are doing great. We are days away from celebrating a brand new year. I'm hoping 2024 is spectacular, but listen, we'll keep an open mind. But anyways, I hope you guys all have a wonderful, safe 2024. Be safe. So if you're going to go out and drink, remember to be safe. So this is going to be the last episode of 2023. And then coming in January, we have some fantastic interviews. You know, every time I say that, I'm always like, oh, I should say who's coming on. Listen, I forgot to write it down, but I have a photographer who has a gallery of Dick Van Dyke. All of her pictures have been put in a gallery out in California. They are fantastic. When I put her interview on, I will obviously put her links and her social media, and you'll have to check it out because her photography pictures are chef's kiss. Awesome. Anyways, so this is the final countdown to 2023. You're out of here. We're going into 2024. Hopefully you guys had a wonderful 2023, and let's see what happens in 2024. So listen. I could have done any number of different episodes from my very last one. I really could have. I don't even know if, I think my teaser, I said I was going to do something. I think I'm doing totally opposite, but that's okay. Listen, that's okay. Because I was just like kind of drawing a blank on what should I do? What should I do? So hear me out. We're going to do this. It's going to be a top 10 list. And then I'm trying. I think I perhaps may be taping my YouTube channel this weekend and uploading it next week. I'll let you know all the details soon. I'm hoping, work with me, people. I'll let you know, and we're going to have some fun, but I'll still be doing the podcast too. So don't, you're not getting rid of me here. Anyways, let's get started. Okay. We're going to do a top 10 shows that are returning for another season in 2024. Now, we are also going to include some unscripted shows. I mean, quote unquote, reality shows. So I'm only going to have top 10. There's other shows, obviously, too. But listen, we like the top 10. We like it. So if you don't like the top 10, you can always message me. You can always message me on Instagram, AnnJody1976 or AJChat. All right, friends, let's get started. At number 10, it's Grey's Anatomy. They will be returning on ABC for their 20th season. Oh my God. 20th season. I'm going to tell you something right now before I read the synopsis. I have never ever watched an episode ever, not season one, not the first episode, never. I mean, I paged through and I was like, okay, I've never seen it. And so maybe I should maybe check it out and maybe we can talk about it. And that will be returning March 14th, 2024. So in case you're like me, but I mean, I know it's about a medical. So here, this is the synopsis. It says the medical drama series focuses on a group of young doctors at a Seattle Grace Mercy West Hospital who began their careers at the facility as interns. One of the doctors and the show's namesake, Meredith Grey, is the daughter of the famous surgeon Grey, struggles to maintain relationships with her colleagues. blah, 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 blah. So maybe I'll check it out. But if you are a huge Grey's Anatomy fan, you will be excited. March 14th, they are returning for season number 20th. Or wait, 20th season. Whatever. I think I said that wrong. So anyways, woo. All right. We are on number 9, Young Sheldon. That will be returning for their 7th season on CBS. And they're returning February 15th, 2024. Here's a brief synopsis. It's young Sheldon Cooper. It isn't easy growing up in East Texas, being a once-in-a-generation mind capable of advanced mathematics and science isn't always helpful in a land where church and football are king, and where the vulnerable, gifted, and somewhat naive Sheldon deals with the world. This is another show I have not seen yet. I've heard, I've seen previews. Looks great. Maybe this year, maybe this coming 2024, maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I will. And if any of you have seen these, let me know. And Young Sheldon sits at a 7.6 out of 10 on IMDb. We are at number 8, and Abbott Elementary on ABC will be returning for their 2nd season. They are sitting at an 8.2 out of 10 on IMDb. They have Golden Globe Award for their best performance by the actress Quintina Brunson. If I mispronounced her name, it wasn't intentional. And that show is set to return February 7th. Okay, we're at number 7, The Conners. They'll be heading into their 6th season. They're a 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb. Here's a brief synopsis. After a sudden turn of events, the Conner family is forced to face the daily struggles of life in a way they never have before. This iconic family, Dan, Jackie, Darlene, Becky, and DJ, demonstrates that laughter, conversation, and love can overcome anything. The family grapples with issues including parenting, dating, an unexpected pregnancy, financial pressures, aging, and in-laws. Through it all, the fights, the coupon cutting, the hand-me-downs, the breakdowns with love, humor, and perseverance, blah, blah, blah. The family prevails. That's set to return February 7th, 2024, and I have it on as Hulu. So here, I also have an interesting tidbit. I had the director of The Conners on my podcast a while back. So I will actually add the link below, and you can listen to her interview. It was just, she's just so great. I'm not kidding. Just so great. It was a great interview. I'll have the link. You can take a look at it. You can take a listen. Okay. You can take a listen. No pressure. Listen, I'm not going to pressure you. And you can listen to it. And she's the director of The Conners. So there you go. And they'll be returning for their 6th season. So, okay. All right. Enough. Everybody calm down. All right. We're at number 6. And we go to 90 Day Diaries, and that's going into their season 5. That'll be on Discovery Plus. It's under reality. Okay, so we're going to do reality. We're going to do air quotes because is it reality or is it whatever? So we're going to do air quotes, okay? All right. And that's a 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb. Here's a brief synopsis of the 90 Day Diaries. It's an intimate look into the lives of former couples from the 90 Day Fiancé franchise, told by their perspective without producers or crews, the cast films their day-to-day lives as they continue to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic and all the challenges it brings. Some of the 90 Day Diary cast are no longer with the people that they were originally with. Okay, so I have watched 90 Day Fiancé. I have watched, 90 Day The Other Way? Wait, is that it? 90 Day The Other Way. And then I think I have watched 90 Day Diaries. I'm sure I'll check this out. I'm sure I will. We'll talk about it. So we'll see. We'll see. It'll be interesting. And if you're a big fan, send me a message. Tell me which one's your favorite couple and which one you're excited to see. So, all right. Number six was 90 Day Diaries. Number five, oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Is Ghosts. And they're going to be in for their third season. It's on Paramount Plus. It's on CBS. It's a 7.9 out of 10 on IMDb. I just love this show. Love, 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 love. I really do. I really, really enjoy watching this show. It's just so lighthearted. I'm really looking forward to it. It is returning February 15th, 2024. And if you have not checked it out, I'll give you a brief synopsis of it. Samantha, a cheerful freelance journalist, and Jay, an up-and-coming chef from the city, throw both caution and money to the wind when they decide to convert a huge rundown country estate they inherited into a bed and breakfast. Oh, I said that completely wrong. Only to find it's inhabited with many spirits of deceased residents. This departed souls are a close-knit, eccentric group. Yes, I love it. I love it. So, again, it's returning for the third season, February 15th. It's on Paramount Plus. It's also on CBS. We usually tape it on CBS, whatever. But I'm super excited. Watched it, watch them all. I love them, love them, love them. So I'm looking really forward to it. I really am. I didn't realize it until after I started talking, but it's just so lighthearted and so cute. Whatever. I'm done talking. Never mind. We're going into number four now. Okay, everyone. Number four is The Good Doctor, and that is on ABC. We are heading into season seven. That's an 8 out of 10 on IMDb. That you can watch on Hulu. It will be returning February 20th, 2024. And I know you want just a little bit of the synopsis. I know you do. It says Sean Murphy, a young autistic surgeon who has who relocates from a quiet country life to join the surgical unit in San Jose, a move strongly supported by his mentor. Having survived a troubled childhood, Sean is alone in the world and unable to personally connect with those around him. I haven't really watched this show, but obviously it's got good ratings or whatever. So maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I won't. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by all the doctor shows or the some of the old cop shows or NYPD or, well, I don't even think that's on anymore. Okay, never mind. But you know, sometimes some of them feel like they're the same ish, but they're not the same. I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about? So I might check it out. I see the previews for it. It looks good. I mean, it looks good, right? It does. So if you've seen it and you're like, this is great, let me know. Let me know. Hit me up on social media. All right. We're at number three. Okay. Seeking Sister Wife, season four, Discovery Plus. It will be returning March 4th, 2024. And so if you don't know what this show is about, well, it's a reality-ish show. So here's a brief synopsis. It says capitalizing on the success of its hit series, Sister Wives, TLC focuses on the journeys of three unique families in various phases of polyamorous relationships. Cameras capture the intimate process of a man seeking, dating, or incorporating a new wife into their family. So if you're interested, all right, it's going to be on Discovery Plus, March 4th, 2024. The Cleaning Lady will be returning for season three on HBO Max. That's a 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb. I swear, I swear. Wait, are we number two? Wait, hold on. Okay, we're at number two. Sorry, I got a little confused for a second. Whew. I swear it started off on Fox. So I think I'm right. I think I'm right. I feel like I'm right. All right, so here's the synopsis. When whip smart Dr. Timothy, whatever, comes to the United States for medical treatment to save her ailing son, she soon discovers her path won't be the straightforward as she had hoped. As the system quickly fails her, pushing her into hiding, she resolves not to allow herself to be beaten down and marginalized and becomes a cleaning lady for organized crime. Yeah, I think this started off on Fox and now it's on HBO Max. So that show will be returning. I don't think I have a... Hold on. Okay, so it looks like I'm wrong. I don't know why I said... I'm sorry. Let me back this up. Because at first when I looked up The Cleaning Lady, it showed HBO Max. But now when I re-looked it up, because I'm an idiot, it does show Fox. So it's going to premiere on Fox March 5th, 2024. So I think I was wrong. I think I had an out-of-body experience. So it's not on HBO Max. It's going to be on Fox March 5th, 2024. I'm just saying. All right, everyone. I'm sorry about that. All right, number one, Family Guy. It'll be in their 22nd season. It'll be on Fox. It's 8.2 out of 10 on IMDb. And listen, they're the number three.
Sun and Swell Foods is an online plastic-free grocery store offering snacks and pantry staples that are delicious, healthy snacks and wrapped in plastic-free compostable packaging. The fact that their foods come wrapped in plastic-free packaging is the unique and selling point. No one else does that. Why should we care about reducing our plastic use? Because reducing our plastic waste boosts numerous benefits. It helps lessen pollution. And it helps lessen pollution by the amount of new raw materials. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the ocean than fish. And only 9% of plastic created has ever been recycled. Now listen, their products are delicious. They're 100% plant-based, vegan, 100% gluten-free, 100% real food. No added preservatives, ingredients. And it comes in compostable packaging. Their foods come in compostable packaging that turns into soil when composted. And if you don't have access to composting, you can participate in Sun and Swell Send Back program. Return your bags and they'll compost them for you. If you are looking for a more plant-friendly pantry, shop Sun and Swell and get 20% off site-wide. And when you go to sunandswellfoods.com, use code AJChat at checkout. That's 20% off your entire order when you use AJChat at sunandswellfoods.com.
Well, they're the number four. Not, they were number three. They're the number fourth most searched comedy show on streaming just today. Last time I did it was the number third most searched animated program on streaming. So they are going into their 22nd season. Oh my God. So what I found is that they will be returning late of 2024. So let me see if I got that wrong too. Okay, so it looks like March 6, 2024. So it's not late. It's not late. It's March 6 of 2024. So if you're a big Family Guy fan, this is great. I watched some of the episodes maybe last season. I'm not sure, but I like the old ones. I do like this. I do like Family Guy. I do. Some of the episodes. Some. Anyways, these are some of the shows that are returning. So hopefully you all are excited. Some of the shows I'm going to have to check out because, they've been running for quite a while. Grey's Anatomy, my goodness. Season 20. Oh, my God. So anyways, hopefully you guys are excited. Hopefully you're excited. Have a happy, wonderful, safe New Year's. And I will be talking to you soon. And brand new interviews are coming up. We're going to have so much fun. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I will let you know when my YouTube channel will be up and ready. We'll have some different stuff. I'm trying to think of a title, a name. I don't want to do AJ Chat on there. I want something different. So if you have any ideas, you can reach out to me. I'm going to have my social media links. If you have any ideas, let me know. So we're going to start. And let me know. And hopefully you guys will come over and show some moral support. So thank you so much. Have a happy new year. See you in 2024. Thank you for following. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spending some time with me. As always, thank you. Bye-bye.